Okay, gotta be better than you imagine, right? I mean, you imagine for 900 some days getting back out there. Mm-hmm. So the punt return, the touchdown, the win, mm-hmm. blocking the, you know, the way it was won.
Yeah.
I mean, you just answered all these questions, but, you know, emotionally this has to be, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good feeling, you know, to come out and, you know, catch that first touchdown from Chase, something we've been talking about now for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then to come up and make a play for my team on special teams.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's surreal right now. It hasn't really sunk in that we ended up getting the W, but you know, I was just happy to be out there, happy to be competing and producing for my team.
Uh-huh. Did you see your parents out there?
I have not seen them.
You haven't seen them?
Yeah, so they're all waiting.
Are you going to keep your eyes dry?
Yeah, no, I'm going to be bawling my eyes.
And your dad will too, and your mom will too.
Not my dad. My dad likes to be manly man, but my mom's probably crying the entire game.
Your dad told me at camp that he probably would tear up, maybe he will. You could force it out of him.
Yeah.
Let's go through a couple of specific plays. Mm-hmm. Like the first punt return, welcome to football, good morning.
That one, it's actually funny. Coach Smith told me, he's like, no matter what, fair catch this first one. And I was thinking, no shot. I was like, I'm catching this and I'm scoring. Like, that's just kind of the attitude I have towards everything. I'm going to go out there and just dominate, you know? And as you know, he knows best. So I should have fair caught it. I ran up more than I thought I did.
Yeah.
And the coverage team played it well.
Yeah.
But I think what was most important is that I caught the ball. And
I mean, you haven't been in live football. Yeah. So that's, I mean, you want to, you know, they talk, you know, players talk about like that first play when they missed a year from injury and like rings your bell and wakes you up and like, okay, here we go. Yeah. I mean, was it like that for you?
Yeah, no, that was definitely, because someone just told me I haven't played in 981 days or something. Yeah. So, you know, that was kind of the first time I've been hit in so long. And it kind of felt good. You know, they were talking a little smack towards me. But, you know, I was just happy to be out there. You know, I got a whole new outlook on everything, not only football, but life, just going through what I have. So, you know, I'm just extremely happy right now that we got the win.
Then you had the big punt return. I got a call back for flag, which was a pretty weak flag, just so you know. And so then I think they were basically trying to kick away from you. Yeah. Like they were trying to hit a ground ball, maybe roll it down, almost a rugby punt.
Yeah.
Tell me what you saw, because I saw you split the guys and get it off that one hop.
Yeah, so I saw it hit for the first time, and I saw it was coming right towards me, and that was a drill we worked all the camp, was playing it off the first bounce. And I knew I was backed up, so I didn't want to, you know, let it go by and have them down it in the one. So I grabbed it and saw the two gunners, the coverage team was already past me. So caught it, split right, tried to head towards the sidelines, and they cut me off a little bit. So I cut back, and, you know, I should have scored. I'm a little mad at myself, but it's still a good play.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about you and Chase, because you guys, you know, roommates and friends and have talked about that moment. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that touchdown. Specifically, how did you, did you get your elbow over the line? Like, I don't know how you turned back and caught it.
I think it was just a good ball. You know, it was right where I could catch it, and that guy couldn't get it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was something we worked all the time this offseason, was contested catches.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, telling a lot of these people in here that that ball was caught back in January. You know, we were working it every single day, and it sucked, you know, doing it. But when you come out here and see it actually work, you know, it makes you happy.
Yeah. Is it great to not just answer knee questions?
Yeah, fine. I don't think I got one question about my knee.
Really?
Yeah.
So Mike, how's your knee feeling? Don't answer it.
No,
you never have to answer it again.
All right. No, I'm feeling good, though. I'm sore.
Yeah.
It's a good sore.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a football sore.
Yeah, I need to get in the cold tubs and relax these next 2 days.
Yeah. So, a lot of freshman play, scratch out the win, tough series, you know, like, it was always going to be tough getting so many kids out there. Mm-hmm. Now it's over. Got the win. Mm-hmm. Tell me about next week.
Man, I'm just going to enjoy these next, you know, 2 days till we come back on Monday. And, you know, Western Kentucky's a really good team. You know, we got to really sharpen up our fundamentals, practice during the week. But you know, I think this game was good for us. As much as we probably would have wanted a blowout, you know, to be able to come back with all the young guys on our team, you know, just showed something that, you know, we got that fight in us and that just because we're playing a team like Ball State doesn't mean it's going to be a cakewalk, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. we got to be able to find some positives out of all of it.
Yeah. Favorite moment today?
Yeah, my favorite, when the clock hit zero, I started to tear up a little bit.
Yeah.
Coach Stoker came up, gave me a hug, and
yeah.
I just told him I was just so happy. You know, like I just couldn't really explain my emotions.
Uh-huh.
I was just so happy to be back out there and yeah. playing again.
Yeah, great. Thank Good you. Job, Mikey. Yep. See ya.
See you later.
Thanks, Mike.